See, I know a person that lives in the first house. If you turn on the road, that first little house right there, you know where it is. March. Okay.
March 12th.
Hey, Lyle, you used to go to the town of West Monroe. He knew you right off the bat.
Oh, Lyle?
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Oh, he's a good guy.
He knew you right off the bat.
He's a good guy. I love him.
I don't know if he knew you too, so.
Lyle.
Huh?
Lyle.
I can't even think of his name now.
Yeah, it'll come to me.
Huh?
It'll come to me.
Live on Granite Road?
Yeah.
Borland?
Yeah, Borland, that's it. Yeah.
He's married to my cousin.
Oh, is he?
He's married to my cousin.
Oh, but that's what I was talking about. I know he got a picket fence in front of his house.
He got everything in front of his house. Nancy, my cousin. She's a Harrington.
I see him. I see him a lot, but this winter I didn't see him hardly at all.
I'm related to all the Harringtons.
So, see, now it's a small room. They're talking, isn't it?
Related to Bernie Corsetti, too.
Well, there you go. See, now, like I said, it's a small room when you get talking, right?
This is my strength.
I lived in this town almost 40 years of my life.
They just sold Abe's house.
Did they?
Yep.
Can you hear us now, Paul?
They sell it to somebody from New York. They sell it to somebody from New Jersey. I'm asking because they seem to be buying a lot of areas.
Would you read the minutes from the last meeting, please?
Sure. The minutes for the February 24th Planning Board meeting. Meeting was called to order at 7 o'clock. A quorum was present. Also, Kathy Wilkinson was there, Larry Rader, Dick Bryant, and Paul Baxter. We reviewed and approved the January 2001 minutes. Tom made a motion to accept the January minutes. Myrna seconded. All in favor. Old business. The town board still needs to have a hearing on the revisions to the town zoning law. Those revisions include changing the number of ZBA board members from a 3-person board to a 5-person board. Planning board members would make up the ZBA. The current planning board members agreed to be on the ZBA with the exception of Alex Kruger. Former planning board member Bruce Walters has volunteered to take her spot, and Jim Lem has agreed to be an alternate ZBA member. Does that sound okay?
Yep.
New business. The board reviewed a draft local law for Amboy, which would place a moratorium on large-scale solar development and large-scale wind development. The moratorium would be for 1 year, which gives the town time to amend the current zoning law. The amendments will address procedures that must be followed during all phases of a large solar and wind farm construction project in the town of Amboy. A public hearing will be necessary after the draft amendments are finalized. 2, after reviewing the draft local law, Dave made a motion to forward the draft local law to the town board, creating a 1-year moratorium on building large-scale solar and wind farm projects in the town of Amboy. And I forgot to put who seconded and all that. So I will amend that because... Okay, Myrna seconded again. Just making a note here. And then all were in favor. Okay. Paul mentioned that the local government conference is canceled for this year, but to look out for webinars being offered on a variety of topics pertaining to local government. Some will count towards the state's requirement for training for local board members and officials. The next planning board meeting will be a Zoom meeting. Dave made a motion to adjourn the meeting. Meeting adjourned at 7:35. So I will make those corrections.
Somebody like to make a motion to accept them?
I will make a motion.
So moved.
Was that you, Dave?
I think that was Tom.
Yeah, sorry. I made the motion to approve the minutes with the revisions, as you stated.
All right, they were seconded, so we'll dispense with that. Let's go over some old business first. At any time, Larry, if you'd like to correct me, if I'm not correct in this, but at the last town board meeting, Kathy mentioned that she didn't get the ads in time, so they didn't have the public hearing. And so they're going to have a public hearing not only on the changes in the zoning law, which would be basically amendment to the law passed in 2010. And then the second part of the hearing will be upon the moratorium, which was laid out to the town board members for them to look over and discuss and whatever. And then I'm going to follow that up with that public hearing coming up, which will be on the, what's the 19th, is it?
19th, I think.
Yeah. 19th, and I believe, I know that it went in the paper this week because she called me today and wanted to make sure that everything was correct and that Mary Ann did. So that's definitely going to happen. There isn't an awful lot we can do until moratorium is a hearing is held and the town board votes on it or returns it back to us for any corrections. But we did, there was some questions as to why we put down a year instead of 6 months. And, well, here's a good idea why this is going on, because we're not having the public hearings for 2 months because things were just screwed up because of COVID. So nobody's fault, but that's just the way things are happening. But I would think, and if it's an agreement with everyone, that we should start working on this as soon as the town board passes it into law, when and if.
And also with the moratorium, I mean, if a law gets passed prior to that 1 year, say within 6 months, then that's supersedes the moratorium, right?
That's correct. Once that law does, because once the law is put in effect, it would be to amend what will be now, I believe, town law number 2, which that moratorium would be. Well, that's the way it would work, but we got to do some little work and make sure. And the one thing I did discuss with the town board was the fact that we're more concerned about protecting the landowner than anything else. You know, whether you want to have a farm beside you or back you in front of it, that's fine. But we want to make sure the companies follow the rules, and those are the rules we got to put in. One is to be responsible for it by possibly putting up a bond. And then also we'll be looking at the different ways that they'll be approaching this and make sure that our roads are proper for heavier trucks and so on and so forth. And that includes the wind power too. It's the same situation. But we've got to get something, I believe anyway, that will protect the landowners. They may be a little upset at first that they have to maybe jump through a couple hoops, but I think in the long run, it'll benefit them.
I would recommend reading the Tug Hill paper, because it gives ideas. You know, I'm assuming the town board is going to want us to work on it. But anyway, it gives good ideas what to include in the zoning, you know, what in our amendments and stuff like that. So, and pull out the old zoning law. And we have quite a few pages on, like the big thing when we did it was telegraph towers, telephone towers, whatever, cell towers. So there's a big chunk about that. But of course, you know, so we might want to look at that just to maybe get rid of some of the fluff in there or something, or maybe we can do it better, who knows? You know, it'd be basically three things then, you know, the cell tower and then the solar and wind. So might be able to combine something with them, who knows?
I know there's been some pushback from some of the people on the town board about us infringing on the rights of landowners. So I don't know how this is going to go, because they feel that if a landowner wants to put in a huge solar farm on his own property, that's his business.
They have, if you read, looking at the paper, which is, you know, you go to the Tug Hill Commission site, it actually, it does give like a definition of like sizes or, you know, stuff like that. So it'd be like kind of like the small subdivision or the large subdivision or, you know, so I think we just have to sit down and that's what I guess a hearing would be, you know, is some farmer planning to put in a, you know, a whatever, I guess it goes by watts, you know, but I have a feeling we won't have too many people in the town that could afford to actually put in a, I don't even know if they legally could put in a giant wind farm on their own. I think it has to be a company that can do that or hook in, you know, for something that big.
Yeah, it would require some big outfit to come in and do that. But I don't think necessarily our intention would be to restrict the landowner from, you know, putting in anything regardless of size. It's just a matter of building in to our law the protections for the landowner in case, you know, like in the event that the company sells out or goes away, you know, that the landowner isn't left with a lot of infrastructure to have to deal with afterwards.
And that was listed in, I mean, that, like I said, if you take a look at the paper that the Tug Hill Commission put out on it, it does list all that, you know, ways to, you know, mitigate any, you know, destroying good resources. And also it has a clauses in there for when they move out or like you said, go bankrupt or something like that, that they can.
Actually, I think maybe if
redeem the property or whatever.
They may, those ideas may have come from the actual law that replaced, I think the, or was amended to the Article 10 that deals with this. I think there might even be provisions in the law to take care of some of that.
I think we actually did mention in our existing law, solar and wind at some point, but I'm not sure.
Well, the thing is with the size of it, there's a new, what they call Article 25, if you recall.
Yeah.
Is that what it is you're referring to?
I don't remember the exact number or whatever it was, but I know there was a new thing that Governor Cuomo kind of tried to push through, and it's law now, I believe.
Yeah, I go on record saying I don't care what anybody puts on their own land. They should be able to do it. But there should be provisions in their town law. So if that had happened and they came back on the town after the town says, well, you still got to pay your taxes on this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's the guys. Well, no, it isn't up to the guys to put it in. It's up to you.
Yeah.
I think we're talking, Myrna, mostly about the protections.
I understand that. I was just letting you know. I know there's been pushback from the town board because they were, my understanding is, and I wasn't there, so I can't say, but that they were discussing like Camden's got two or three big solar farms and they got another big one going in. And apparently they don't have the zoning and stuff that we're trying to put in. And the comments that I heard were that they didn't feel the town board was curious at the fact that we thought we had the right to tell like a farmer if he was going to put in a solar farm to help pay his taxes, that we should be able to tell him, no, you can't put in this size or you can't do that. That's all. I'm just saying, I know that there's been some pushback from the town board.
Well, you know, I tried to make that clear too while at the meeting. And Larry, how did you feel about it? I mean, that's what we want to do. We'd like to get your input too.
I'd like to read them, what you proposed first. I haven't gotten any information yet.
Okay. Well, you know, just to ease some people's minds and some of the town board members, it was not my intention. I don't believe it was any of our intention on the planning board. And I stated that the main reason why we need this is to protect the landowners.
And also to protect the town too, because like you say, if it's going to damage the town infrastructure, like the roads and stuff, I mean, we got to have something, you know, if we're going to have to repair roads as a result of this. We got to have something to protect us from that too. If they're bringing, especially like in these wind farms, they're bringing in these huge trucks with these big
turbines and everything.
Turbines on them. It's a lot of weight. It's way over the weight limits of our roads. So
that, and also with the large solar farms, if they are putting in capacitor banks that have the lithium in there, if they catch fire or if there's anything that goes on with that, we have to also have our fire department trained to how to deal with those types of things. I know Town of Hastings was having a when one of them was being proposed down there, they were having statutes being put in for the company to help train the fire department and also help modernize their equipment to be able to handle if anything were to go wrong with those capacitor banks.
So it sounds like this idea of extending the moratorium for a year is a good idea because there's a lot of things to think about.
And you could almost say, I guess the phrase you use is not like restricting them, but it's like with any of the site development stuff, it's designs and thing. It's like how it's designed or how it's put in and then how the land is reclaimed afterwards. You know, those are all things that kind of still have to do with, that are in like regular zoning laws.
Yeah,
I think part of this is also going to have to be like a bit of an education program that we have to do to help illuminate the what we are trying to do is beneficial for the town and the landowners, and trying to at least have some education behind that with what we're expressing, because I don't feel like anything we're doing is trying to hinder what a landowner can do on their land or any of their real estate rights. So
yeah, and sometimes what a landowner does on his land affects the lands around him too, so you got to consider that aspect of it too.
Well, PR is always the biggest thing. That's what, I mean, that was half the battle with the zoning law anyway, because everybody was up in arms, same thing, you know, and I'm not going to, nobody's going to tell me what to do with my land and all that, but it doesn't really say that. It's just, you know, says come to, you know, either an approval or a site plan review or something. I mean, those things are in place for certain big projects, so it's not going to be a whole lot different. PR is going to be an education will be the probably what we end up doing most.
Yeah. Well, up until this point, in many municipalities that haven't had this into effect, I know I've had a lot of problems. And there's, I think, wind was a situation. I can't say exactly where it was, but they came in and set it up, and they thought it was going to be a little bit more beneficial, a little bit more lucrative. And they found out that it wasn't. The company just up and left. Now, this was contrary to what we're presenting, the fact that there should be, in that case, a bond stated by the company that they will take care of anything on the property owners, so that doesn't come back on them. I mean, the one important thing is once you get all this infrastructure in there, and if it's left there, and it's going to affect the taxes of the whoever the individual is. Now, you talk about the impinging on the rights to do whatever they want on their property. Well, you know, it's just like anything else. If you're going to have a business, businesses are usually addressed as a more of a situation where they're making money all the time. And therefore, it's about more valuable property. And if it's more valuable, then the property values go up on that. So that's nothing other than what's happening. It can happen.
It'll be interesting to what the tax, because that's a whole nother issue. It'll be interesting, like I'm thinking of the one down, you know, down here on Hillsborough. I wonder if the taxes are, like, how do you, I wonder how they're going to tax it. Like, it's obviously not going to be tax exempt, I'm assuming. So it'll be interesting to see.
One thing I'd like to do with that, I'd like to get together, and I know the guys down in Camden, I'd like to get together with them and see what they have for laws in place right now and how they're handling this stuff.
I can ask some
questions. Hopefully they're going blindly with it, because that's not the first one. The first one they set up was down on Jim Kelly's farm.
Right.
On the other side of 69.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the village bought the land from Jim, but then turned around after they, I guess they purchased it to begin with to distribute the waste, what was done with the waste after they, you know, went through the system. And then I guess they were all set with that. So they ended up leasing it to the school system. And now you got more layers of responsibility in there. You know, I know Jim told me, so I wish I'd never sold it. And I says, well, you're better off selling it than you would be to lease it, because it could come back on you to hurt you. So I don't know what they are, but that's one of the things I'd like to, I'll talk to the fellas down there and see what they have to say, so I can present something at the hearing if anybody has any questions to it. Myrna, have, besides, you know, your voicing, there's questions about it. What's your individual feeling on it?
Well, I can tell you that I don't know about the wind farms, because they've shown hazard to properties. I haven't seen, some of those solar farms have been in place for a long while, and I haven't seen any detrimental use to the land, other than if they were to close, you'd have to do something with all of those things. So I don't know. I don't know if that's been looked into, what that does to the land. But I can tell you that, and I have seen the paper myself, there are companies that have sent letters to residents in the town of Amboy about putting solar farms on their properties. And they have gone through, you know, and they said, we can bring the research papers and stuff like that on reclamation of the property and those kind of things. So I don't know if, you know, we could get a hold of one of those companies and say, hey, you know, we're interested in finding out what you're saying the reclamation is, so that the landowner has some feedback from the town before they get these letters saying, hey, look, this is what they're saying, and this is why we're going where we're going with this, to protect you from what they are or aren't doing.
I think it would be good for you know, to pick their brain, so to speak, Camden's and an actual company that does it, not like we're not take the defensive or whatever, but we don't know, you know, we're learning this too. So hearing directly from the company would be interesting to see
to see what they say about the reclamation and what happens with the land, and say they go out of business, and what is their venue then to do with whatever.
I think too, the tax implications, that's another thing. You know, it's no different than when you go buy something, and that basically what the landowner would be buying into this. Yeah. And unless protection is built into that, and, you know, and they don't know about it, and we have nothing to try to guide them with, then you know, there's be a lot of people get hurt on this deal.
There's some right there.
So the reason for the moratorium is, that's why it's a good thing to have, because we all got to get educated.
Information, yeah.
And I think, you know, a year, we could have this thing wrapped up in 2 or 3 months, possibly. Not probably, but possibly. So, I mean, it isn't, if they've been approached and they want to get going on it. I think the best thing we can do is work as quickly as we can, but we've got to cover all the bases to make sure that it's done properly. That's the bottom line right there. Does everybody agree?
I agree with that.
I agree.
So yes. We'll just have to see. And if anybody, any of you guys get information, like Myrna, you were talking about, and if you happen to see something, or Tommy or Dave or, you know, any of us, get what information you can. As I say, I'm going to go to the town of Camden and see what they've done so far. I would imagine they have something in place. I know they did for everything else, but I had to jump through hoops to get my place built back up again. So if I had to do that, I'm sure that they've got things in place. And maybe we could take some ideas from them too.
I mean, I'm sure they had to have a hearing and stuff like that. I mean, I'm assuming they did, but I don't know. Because they have, you know, they have certain zones, and I mean, we actually have zones, and, you know, and so I would be surprised if they didn't have a public hearing. I didn't hear about it, but.
Tommy, would you know if that would change the status of from agriculture to commercial?
That I don't know.
Yeah. You know, that's something to think about too. I mean, is that, for tax-wise, is that going to put the person's individual property into a different...
a different tax bracket.
different tax bracket, so to speak.
Well, that's why it'd be interesting to see, you know, not go to the, like Alex said, not go to a company coming at them defensively, but just saying for information, you know, what would you say to a landowner who had these questions?
Yeah. Well, that'd be good if you can even have somebody sit down with us and start asking directly, instead of having to worry about, you know, a landowner might not think of some of these things.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's all to protect the landowner, and by no means, you know, limit what anybody can do to their property. I'm not in favor of that either, but I do think that these companies coming in do have to have some responsibility.
It might almost be worth it to have a hearing at some point with a member of one of these companies there to answer questions.
We had a couple of speakers come in for certain things for the zoning law, you know, on certain topics and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it wasn't a way outside person, you know, like Tug Hill came in and spoke, but it's good because it's not coming from us.
Yeah.
Well, this is up to the public and up to the town board, obviously, but you know, I just want to, I don't know if I can emphasize it enough to saying this is to protect everyone involved in it, and by no way encumbering on the rights. So we'll just have to wait and see, and if anybody can collect anything between now and the 19th of April, please do. And you know, have things ready so we could go over there. Maybe we could get there a little early and make sure that we know what we're talking about, so to speak.
I won't be able to be there on the 19th. I'll be in school. So I'll be out of town for school.
Okay. Everybody else, will you be able to attend the town board meeting?
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah.
As far as I know, yes.
I'm not 100% sure. Okay. It all depends on just stuff with the family, and also work's been really busy lately, so
we understand, Tom. Of course we understand. Is there any other old or new business we need to discuss?
I have just one announcement. My term ended last December, and originally when I agreed to go on to fill this position, I basically wasn't sure if I wanted to or not, but I knew there was a need, and I just thought I'd step up to the plate and help out. But I've decided after this term that I'll probably let it go. I told Kathy she wanted me to stay on until May, just so that we could get through this comprehensive plan and this zoning law thing. And I agreed to do that, but probably as of the 1st of May or so, I'll probably let it go.
That's understandable. And we really appreciate all your help too, Babe. And that will just about, if we're able to get the moratorium in place, then we'll have time to get another member lined up and whatever.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we could get another younger person, somebody that's going to represent the future of the town in there, you know. Although we don't seem to have a very young population in our town right now.
Well, that's all we can do is ask.
Yeah.
So, is Larry still around?
He's still here.
I think he's muted over there.
Hello. You should know. Hear him.
How many Larrys are there? There.
Got it under control? Well, he's gone.
There we go. That should do it.
Did that make him disappear? I thought maybe he disappeared. Hey, Larry. Larry, do you have any questions or concerns?
No, not right now.
Yeah. Do you believe that we're going on the right path in protection?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
One thing. A lot of our property here is very remote. And that seems to be the property that everybody, all these companies want, waiving everything else.
Yeah.
There usually isn't any electrical lines anywhere near this property. That will affect the adjacent landowners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got to be able to connect into the grid somehow.
Right. If there's no
grid, I'm not sure how they're going to do it.
I have a power line somewhere.
Yeah, you know, in reference to that, the one on off of Marcy on 49 down there was, I don't know if it's still, if it's in operation yet, but one of the contentions was that the guy bought it, well, he was going to do it all himself, and he bought it from this big company, and he got it all hooked up, and he told the National Grid they could come and hook it up. And they said, well, you got to have a substation for it. And the guy says, well, you're supposed to put that in. And National Grid says, oh, no, that's not the way it works. So then it was a big lawsuit concerning between the National Grid, the company that sold the guy the stuff. And so there's another situation that it's good to make sure that, you know, like you say, Larry, that anything we have to do or do something different to the roads is going to affect the town and the other landowners too. Anything else?
So I have an announcement, well, not really a big announcement, but just kind of a heads up. We may have two site plans coming in down the pipeline. So that's all I know at this time. And if they both go through, then I may have, well, I will have to excuse myself from the board just to let you guys know. So,
okay. Well, I thought you were going to tell us you're going to be a father again.
No.
Oh, well. Anybody else have any comments or anything else we need to bring up? Because that's basically what I planned on covering tonight, unless somebody had something else. That'll keep us busy for sure. Dave, you sure you don't want to go? You want to
go? Yes. Sounds like things are going to start piling up here pretty quick. Well,
you know when to get out, don't you?
Well, I didn't know about any of this stuff.
I know. You had this in the works too. So, well, if there's no more questions or discussion, do we want to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
So moved. Thank you, everyone, for coming this evening.
140.
And especially Paul, setting this up at a late date. And Larry for coming too. Mr. Gladel is gone, I take it?
Yeah. Gone.
Were you able to answer his questions, Larry?
Pretty much. You want to come to the board meeting, though.
Okay. Did they have anything to do with the planning board?
Some of it. He did. There's some issues with him. He didn't like some of the stuff that went on during the last board meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got it.
Okay. Down. We'll leave it at that. That's your business.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Again, everybody have a nice evening and be careful.
Have a nice tomorrow. Easter, if you celebrate Easter.
Yes, have a happy Easter.
Good night, everybody. Have a good holiday.
Everyone.
Yep.
Good night.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
There.
Bye-bye, Larry.